Up next on American Restoration.
I came down here today with my 1939 outboard Evinrude motor.
So you're going to restore it for your dad?
Unfortunately, my dad passed away last month. Hopefully, the people that knew my dad will be able to see this motor back in working condition.
Here we go.
Prove to me how obedient she is. It gets dangerous around here, and the last thing that I want to happen is for her to get hurt.
Come on. Come on, man, we got work to do.
I came down to purchase a coffee grinder.
We're looking at $6,500.
I was looking at maybe half that.
The thing is there's two.
I was a little bit taken aback.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Hey, can I call you back? I got a customer just drove up.
Hey. I'm JC.
JC, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This outboard motor has been in our family for around 60 years. It's called an Elto PAL. Elto stood for Evinrude Light Twin Outboard. These were just put on little small fishing boats, and the owner of the company, Evinrude, for 20 years, he produced outboard motors.
Right. In 1917, the first slogan was throw away your oars.
Now we got motors. Yeah.
Anyone who grew up near water remembers fishing as a kid, which makes vintage motors like this collectible.
Where'd you get it?
My grandfather had a little repair shop, and he fixed a washing machine for a neighbor, and the neighbor couldn't afford to pay him, so he offered this motor as payment. So this hung on his wall for quite a few years, and just recently I told my dad I want to get it restored.
So you're going to restore it for your dad?
Well, actually, I was going to. Unfortunately, my dad passed away last month. I really want to do this, and I want to see it come back to life. I want to see it running. This is an option that you could purchase that you could store the motor in. And I think there was a place for a tackle box. I thought that that would be a cool way of displaying it.
I'm going to have to check into that. I may be able to find one. If not, then I'll make one.
That'd be great.
All right, so how are you seeing this restored? It sounds like it's sort of a showpiece.
I'd like to mount it and put it up for years to come, but I would like to see it run at least one time.
Right. This looks like it's been chipped. It has.
That's the piece that's broke off.
That's bad.
That's the rudder. Takes the water by it and it turns you. So that's a big deal. We're gonna have to, you know, find another piece of material like this. And then when we'll polish that out so you won't even tell.
Okay, Rick, I know it needs a lot of tender love and care. What are you thinking about the cost to restore it?
Well, there's a lot of hand polishing on this. A lot, and you know, getting the dent out and painting the tank, we're running right between $1,500 and $1,800 to do the whole thing.
This thing is part of my family history, so you can't put a price on that. I think we have a deal.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Okay. Appreciate it.
Let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork and we'll get started.
I'm really excited about seeing it when it's restored. Hopefully, the people that knew my grandfather and my dad will be able to see this motor back in working condition.
Here we go.
Nice. Kick it down. Down.
Hey, Riley.
What's up?
You know, I've been noticing Nana around the shop a lot lately. And you remember what I said, you know, that my rule, you know, about training. Did you train her?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, I didn't go and take her to a trainer. I mean, I've been doing it myself. I mean, every day she's been with me and we run all over town, you know. She's right there in the passenger seat.
Brelli's had Nana for a while now, and part of the deal was that if she's going to be here at the shop, that he needs to properly train her. I mean, it gets dangerous around here, and the last thing that I want to happen is for her to get hurt. All right, Brelli, what I really need you to do is prove to me how obedient and well-trained she is, okay?
Rick's worried that Nana's going to get hurt around the shop, and I'm starting to get a little nervous because Nana gets stubborn sometimes, so hopefully this works out.
All right, see you in a bit.
All right.
Come on, man, we got work to do.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Roger.
Roger, good to meet you.
A little while ago, Ron and Tyler found an antique coffee grinder on a pick. I think I found a buyer, so he's come by to check it out.
Here it is, right here.
Oh, wow. Man, that is a lot bigger than I imagined.
I work with a coffee company, and we wanted something that would go on a reception area.
What do you think?
It's huge, Rick.
Yeah, it is big.
It's a Star Mill, which is like 1800s brand. But it would be used in stores. You would come in and you get your coffee and you'd grind it, or they would grind it for you.
That's about where this wing would have been of this size. You look like you do something with coffee anyways, right? You sell coffee?
Yeah, I do the communications and marketing for American Star Coffee Company, and it's gonna be the centerpiece of the company in our headquarters.
Are you looking to use this, or is it just display?
It's both. If we can make it work, that'd be fantastic. And I like the fact that it's got a star on it, because our company's
American Star. I like that. There's a customer for everything. Part of my job is finding the right buyers for our projects. I hope Roger agrees with my quote, because I think this is exactly what he's looking for.
You want this restored, right?
I do. Do you think you can get it working?
It does have some issues. I mean, I'm seeing cracks. You know, it's cast iron. And cast is hard to weld. You gotta heat it up at the same time you're TIG welding it. Inside this, we'll blast it and clean it out. It's important to leave it that real raw steel inside there. So when it comes through, does its grinding, and what drops in the bottom, it's got nice, clean coffee. My biggest challenge, for sure, is gonna be getting something that originally went right here. This was the unit that actually held all the coffee. Is the burgundy the color of the company? You got burgundy in your colors?
Burgundy and gold.
Okay, so what I'd like to do to this thing, I'll take a look at your logo and we'll try to match some of that, give this a little character of that. So when you walk in, it looks like this thing was for American Star Coffee. It's gonna be wow.
Fantastic. What would it cost to have something like this redone?
Probably $6,500 for the whole piece.
The thing is there's two things.
I was looking at maybe half that.
My estimates are based on man hours and the cost of supplies. People don't realize that this stuff takes a lot of time, and that costs money.
It looks simple like it is right now. There's a lot more to it, and I know there's that much work into it. I know there is.
$6,500.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Fantastic.
Right. You bet.
Thanks.
Come on in here.
When Rick told me that it was going to be $6,500, I was a little bit shocked. But to see a piece in this condition and the size of it, I was overwhelmed.
Let's get this thing done before lunch. Starving.
I usually like to get started on items as soon as we get them, but this one's been sitting around since Ron and Tyler picked it because we didn't have a customer. But now that it does, I have Brettley and Kyle tearing it down.
Ugh. Nope. There's no way.
This wheel is a real pain in the ass. Normally, we do one of three things to something that is this rusted. Hammer it, heat it up, or hit it with penetrating oil.
Yeah, right. He's lifting me off the ground.
It's the hardest I've seen anything stuck on there, I think.
We got two major projects moving down the line. An Evinrude motor that we're restoring in memory of a customer's father, and this coffee grinder that a customer came in and bought from us. Kyle and Brettley weren't able to remove the hub from one of the wheels, so John's removing it with the press. While Dave and John get everything just right, it's Tyler's responsibility as foreman to make sure we have all the parts for this project.
We're doing an 1890s coffee grinder, and we're looking for where we put the beans in and then they flow into the grinder. You're not gonna have anything like that. All right, thanks anyways. Bye. The coffee grinder is missing the part that holds the beans before they're ground. So I'm calling around to see if I can find one locally while the guys work on the rest of it. Oh, so you might have one. I mean, because I've been trying all sorts of places and they were saying they didn't have any, couldn't find any. Awesome, I'll be right there, thanks a lot. Yep, bye-bye.
Ron! This Evinrude motor has years of caked on crud, so Cowboy is gonna give it a chemical bath to prep it for a rebuild. Meanwhile, I got Dave splitting apart the gas tank. The inside of this tank is rusted, so Phil's gonna start by blasting it, and then he can pound out the dents.
This is the place.
All right, you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling lucky that we got a parking spot.
Rick has had Tyler and I searching all over the place for this coffee urn. Tyler got this lead down at VCA, so we're gonna see if it's down there.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Tyler.
Nice to see you, Tyler.
I'm Ron.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? See you.
So what can I help you with today?
We have an 1800s coffee grinder that we're restoring, and everything was there, and it was complete except the urn or the hopper.
Sometimes we have some parts like that, so okay. We can go out back and take a look.
Cool. Okay. Awesome.
This coffee urn is extremely rare. Tyler thinks he finally found it. Hopefully this is a quick in and out, get it and go. Is this warehouse, is it as big as the auction floor itself?
No, it isn't, but it's piled from floor to ceiling.
Okay. Whoa. Well,
here it is.
Awesome, thank you.
Great, thanks a lot.
When we first got here and I saw all the stuff this guy had, I had faith we were gonna find what we needed.
Oh, T.
What?
Listen, I know we're here for this coffee grinder thing, but come on. This thing's ridiculous.
What are you gonna do with
that? It's a laser strip game.
It's like cards, like
discard. It is. It's strip poker. This right here is where you see your hand. And of course, they made the big screen for where the ladies are. And as you win, what? Off come the clothes. Dude, this has endless possibilities.
Oh my God.
It's in good shape, too.
Focus. Remember why we're here. We're here for this coffee grinder thing.
A strip poker machine? Oh, that's going home with me someday without a doubt.
It's starting to seem like it's not gonna be in here.
Keep going, don't get discouraged, all right? You just never know. Hey, dude, see that thing at the very top?
Yeah.
Is this that what we're looking for?
I don't know, climb up there and find out.
You're my spotter, right? It's a lamp. Oh, dude.
What?
Right there.
Did you find it?
Right there.
What?
Marilyn Monroe.
Dude, that is not
neon.
What we need.
Marilyn Monroe neon.
Get down here. We didn't find it. Just let's go. Finding this coffee grinder piece has been a lot harder than any of us imagined. So hopefully my dad has a plan B.
Is there a way we can fabricate one?
I don't know.
Hey, Dave. The Evinrude gas tank is welded and primed, but before we give it a custom paint job, I want to make sure that it doesn't leak.
This looks pretty good. You popped this and welded it all back together?
Yes, sir.
Did you guys test it, though?
I shoved some air into it.
Okay.
But I didn't feel like it was losing any pressure.
I'm worried that it's going to hold fuel. You know, you're going to get a nice paint job on it, and then the fuel comes out, it's just going to rip it up.
Even though the tank looks completely sealed to the naked eye, moisture can still get through the cracks. So it's important to test seams like this before using them to store fuel.
Hey, I'm gonna need that. You know what I wanna do? We're gonna go ahead and pour that in there.
You're gonna put a Coke in the gas tank?
Yeah, I'm thinking that it'll, you know, we'll do a little bubbling out here. At the same time, we'll see it, and it won't ruin the inside. You know, it's not water, so it won't rust anything out in there, and then we won't have any impurities in there. That'll pour right out.
Sometimes we'll find unconventional uses for everyday products. The color of the Coke will show through any holes or cracks in the welded seams, no matter how small they are.
Oh, yeah. We're over half.
I don't see anything.
I think we're good.
That's great.
Down, all the way. Come on, all the way down.
Okay, I'm here for the audition. I wanna see how trained she is. Earlier, I told Brelli that by the end of the day, he had to prove to me that Nana was properly trained. And now is the moment of truth. I just gotta make sure she's well enough behaved to where she doesn't get into any unsafe areas,
yeah.
Stuff like that. And if you tell her to sit down, she sits down.
If Nana doesn't pass the test, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't wanna put her in a kennel or anything. I mean, she can kick it. She sits. See, I mean,
wow.
just snapping, I mean.
Wow.
And paw. You know, when,
wow.
she, when she meets people,
I'm
you know,
impressed.
She's got manners, you know. She knows words, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, go get the bird. Go get that.
See? She just starts
She's
tracking.
Looking for a bird?
Yep.
Can she fetch? I mean, you got the ball. What do you do with that?
Give it a shot. You got to tell her to kick it down.
Kick it down. Good girl. All right.
She loves the shade, too. She knows her place.
She knows how to kick it, just like you, huh?
Yeah. See, I mean, she's a good dog.
All right, Bradley. I think you passed the test, so she can stick around the shop. She's part of the family now.
Does she get paid, too?
No.
No?
No.
Aww.
Dog food.
The test went good. I could see Rick was enjoying it. After this, Nana has Rick wrapped around her little paws, for sure.
Tyler just came to me wanting some help building a new urn for the coffee grinder. Him and Ron can't find one, so it's time for us to make one.
Sweet.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Roger's here for the coffee grinder.
Hey,
Hey, Rick. Roger, how you doing?
Good, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
It's over here. Okay. I came here today to pick up a coffee grinder that my company purchased, and I'm very excited to see the final product.
Well, there it is.
Wow. We chose a coffee grinder because our company is in the coffee business, and we wanted a piece that would stand out in our corporate offices and our lobby.
This was a big project. I mean, I had everyone on my team involved in this thing.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you to see it. I mean, we put a lot of work into it, a lot of research, and a lot of time.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, wow, that is incredible. When I saw this grinder, I was blown away. I think Rick and his team did a fantastic job, and I just couldn't be more happy with the piece. How the heck, Rick, did you get this thing to look so good?
What we did is we sandblasted and everything, and then we put a coat of primer on it, and then we put three coats of this burgundy on there. Ted went through and pinstriped all the lettering on it, this Philadelphia on here, he pinstriped each one of the stars.
And where did you find this urn for the top?
And Tyler and Ron went looking everywhere for an urn, couldn't find it. So what they had to do is they came up with an idea where they were gonna go ahead and make one. So as much as I don't want to fabricate, just sometimes that's just the way it is.
Rick, it's a beautiful piece, and I love everything about it. Now, the one thing, does it work? Will it actually grind coffee? Because I brought some of my own coffee.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
I can't wait to see this thing work, right?
All right, here we go.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can smell it.
Filling up the box.
In addition to being an absolutely beautiful restoration, it grinds coffee.
You want me to go brew some?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. I'll do it.
So when we take people on a tour of our company, we'll be able to grind some coffee, make them a pot, and show them what American Star is all about.
Cheers.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Awesome. That's good coffee. Mm.
That is good coffee.
Ooh. I'm glad to do it. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's been awesome.
There we go.
Nice. How's it going, Fonz?
Almost ready to start it on.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This motor right now, it's ready to mount on the wall. We got one step left, and that's to fire it up. Your rep's on the line. I'm gonna pull this, okay? I wanna see if this works.
Okay.
The customer wants it to work, and he wants it pretty on the wall. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. If it doesn't fire up, we're gonna have to tear it apart, get it all greasy, and start the whole process all over again. And that's gonna hurt my pocket. All right, here we go. Man, this does not look good.
Hold on, he's in here.
What?
JC's here for the motor.
Give me a second, okay?
Okay.
I came to Rick's today to pick up my 1939 Evinrude outboard motor.
Hey.
When I brought this motor in, it wasn't running, so I'm very excited to see if Rick was able to get it running after all these years.
I think you're gonna love this thing. I really like the way it came out.
I'm very excited. It's just been sitting up for so many years. I want to see what it looks like now.
You want to see it the way it's supposed to look.
Look like when it was brand new.
Okay, come on, all right. It's over here.
It was dirty and greasy and rusty, and it needed a lot of tender loving care.
This is a big one here now. Okay, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. One, two, three.
Awesome. Awesome. The motor is in there, right?
We're almost there. There's the pine box.
I love it so far.
All right. You know, I think this is the way your grandfather would have restored it, as he was a repairman too.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what do you think?
Oh, that is awesome. When Rick opened up that case and I saw that motor for the first time, it was unbelievable. It exceeded my expectations of what it would look like. Are you sure that's the same motor?
Yeah, that's the same motor.
Unbelievable. Well, this thing has been in the family ever since I can remember, and always would see it on the wall, and it never did run, and I always wondered if my grandfather was ever going to fix it.
It's a trophy. It's awesome trophy.
It's beautiful. But before we put this thing up, I would love to see this thing run. Is that possible?
Yeah. We're going to fire this thing right now. Alfonso!
Yeah?
Bring the water. When Fonzie and I tested this earlier, it wasn't working. We've made a few minor adjustments to it, so I really hope that does the trick. If it doesn't turn over, I'm really gonna look like an idiot. All right, here you go.
Okay.
Pull hard, real hard.
You ready?
Yeah.
go to the lake.
Yeah. When we got that motor started, it was unbelievable. I was just so excited to finally see it running in that condition. I don't know what to say. My dad, he'd be proud.
Thanks, good. Frank.
You bet you. Thanks. Anytime.
The paint, the chrome, the case, everything is just absolutely beautiful. Now that it's fully restored, it's never leaving my family.
Nana!
Kick it. Good doggy.
Good doggy.
Oh, a good doggy. Yes, you are.
That's what Uncle Rick's got. But you like those? You give me a paw?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Is that good?
Sorry, Bradley, but it looks like Nana just found her new best friend.
Good doggy. Good doggy. Yeah, you're a good dog.